A $5.25 billion plan to overhaul this structure, championed by Martin Torrijos and approved by a national referendum in 2000.
And look now.
Power. Bonus. This leader's wife, Clotilda, was responsible for his conversion to Christianity, and his father extended his tribe's influence by beating the Alemanni and the Visigoths for 10 points each. Name this ruler whose defeat at Sigrius at the Battle of Susan spawned a dynasty named for his grandfather. Answer.
Charles Martel.
Over here. Answer. It's Clovis. Clovis founded this dynasty whose power faded as the mayors of the palace gained control. Their last ruler was Childeric III.
Is it Merovingian or something else?
Oh, go with Merovingian.
Merovingian?
Yeah. The Merovingian dynasty officially ended when Pope Stephen II acknowledged this king of the Franks title in 754. This father of Charlemagne was known as the Short.
Yeah, Kevin the Short.
20 points.
Yeah.
Puzzle 2. One late ruler from this family had a morganatic marriage to Princess Zita of Bourbon-Parma. Different members of this family agreed to the secret Onate Treaty of 1617, while a general serving this family, Charles Alexander, was defeated at Leuthen in the Seven Years' War. A female member of this house switched allegiances to France in the 1756 reversal of alliances and was the wife of Francis Stephen. A monarch from this family, known as the Mad, died in 1700, prompting...
Habsburg?
No. Sorry. Bonus. Like another work by its artist, this triptych's right panel is darker and redder than the rest of the work, while God holds a globe above the Garden of Eden on its left panel. For 10 points each, name this work in which the titular conveyance crushes the people in its path while a blue creature plays an instrument on top of it. Answer. Over here. Answer.
The opening of the fifth seal.
The Haywain. The Haywain was worked by this Netherlandish artist who created a table showing the seven deadly sins and a bunch of people pigging out on a boat in the shape of fools.
That's Bosch.
Yeah. Hieronymus Bosch also painted this triptych, which depicts masses of frolicking nudes in its namesake area in the center and a litany of monsters and tortures in its hell scene on the right.
Garden of Earthly Delights.
20 points. Toss of three. This author's comic creations include Police Lieutenant Jamie Concha, who obsessively reads Donald Duck comics instead of doing his job. Another of his novels, a red-headed Scot named Galileo Gal, comes to Brazil, where he joins the revolution of the counselor at Canudos. In another of this author's works, Alberto's parents try to toughen him up by sending him to the...
Arbis Yosa?
Power. Bonus. Ways to approximate solutions to these problems include the Runge-Kuda methods and the Adams-Bach-Forth method. For 10 points each, name these problems, classical types of which are population growth models and falling objects that relate a function to its rate of change.
Yeah. Differential
equation.
Another method to approximate first-order ODE's solutions is this one, which iteratively calculates tangent lines to the solution curve over small intervals.
Euler's method?
Yep. This predator-prey model uses two birth-slash-death rate parameters and two parameters for the amount of interaction between the two species, producing a periodic solution for the population of each.
Symphony Max.
Lotka Volterra.
30. Toss of four. Ralph Peterson classified these entities as hard if they contain a high-energy LUMO and soft if they contain a low-energy one. These compounds include a common catalyst for the Friedel-Crafts reaction.
Ferromagnets?
No. And for halogenating benzene. Other examples include carbocations and the central atom in any coordination compound. These compounds are useful for removing halogen atoms from molecules as they act as electrophiles in nucleophilic addition. For example, these compounds that act as electron acceptors in a namesake American's acid-base theory.
on a Stead Lowry basis?
Lewis Acid. Toss up 5. One ruler of this country was assassinated by Dmitri Sassafendis, and it passed the Population Registration Act in 19...
Stop it. Go.
Power. Bonus. The deus ex machina of this work is provided by a trust left by Alethea for the protagonist in the care of the narrator over 10 for 10 points each. Identify this 1903 novel that attacks British organized religion by following Ernest, the son of Theobald and Christina Pontifex, who renounces Christianity after attempting to sexually assault Miss Maitland.
Here one.
Over here. Answer. The Way of All Flesh. This author of Darwin Among the Machines and The Fair Haven is better known for novels like The Way of All Flesh and Erewhon.
Butler
theorized that this set of poems was actually written as an encrypted ode to their author's secret gay lover. The most famous of these works begins, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?"
Shakespeare songs.
20 points. Toss up six. The Charjug Nochanto is performed by Nizari Esmalis due to their belief in this process. In Hinduism, the illusions produced by Maya promote this process, which is undergone by the Jiva, or eternal soul, and a common metaphor...
Reincarnation?
Power. Your bonus. This work's second movement is an Andante con moto in E major, and it remained in the possession of Anselm Huttenbrenner for over 30 years after the composer's death. For 10 points each, name a symphony in B minor that only has two movements.
The Unfinished Symphony.
This Austrian wrote the Unfinished Eighth Symphony, but completed his great C major Ninth Symphony. It later includes one based on a Goethe poem, Der
Schubert.
Yep. Schubert wrote this song cycle in which a man goes traveling after losing his beloved to another suitor. It opens with Gute Nacht and concludes with a song about a hurdy-gurdy man. Answer.
No answer.
Over here?
Or cannot.
Defer.
It's Winter Race or Winter Dream. 20 minutes. These structures are degraded at an abnormally high rate in sufferers of a Werner syndrome. They can exist in stacks of formations stabilized by Kunstein hydrogen bonding and the presence of sodium or potassium ions between formations, which are called G-quadruplexes. The majority of tumor cells demonstrate unusually high activity.
Telomeres?
Power. Bonus. Student protesters in England succeeded in 2010 in making everybody mad at them. For 10 points each, many students have protested spending cuts introduced into the British budget by this Conservative Party leader who became Prime Minister in May 2010.
Cameron.
More ire has been directed at this party led by Nick Clegg, which went back on campaign promises not to raise student fees because of its unpopular coalition with the Conservatives.
Liberal?
No. Over here?
Liberal Democrat.
Yeah. The focus of students' protests has been this October 2010 document, colloquially named for a former BP CEO, that recommended removing the government's cap on what universities could charge for tuition.
Tim Hayward. Hayward?
Over here. Answer. The Brown reports. So, 10 and 10. This movement included the sculptor of Virgilia, Thomas Woolner.
It just did, but they were all.
One member of this movement depicted a piano and a woman leaping from a suited man's lap in The Awakening Conscious. Another of its members showed a kneeling woman dressed in white and blue in a carpentry shop near a boy with stigmata in Christ in the House of His Parents. Its members included the artist of The Light of the World, William Holman Hunt, and one...
Hudson River School?
No. and one who painted a woman floating midstream with her eyes open in Ophelia, John Everett Millais.
Yep.
Their founder painted the Blessed Damozel and Beata Beatrix for 10 points. This group founded by Dante Gabriel Rossetti, whose name implies a return to the standards before the Renaissance.
Buzz.
More classical.
No. So this puzzle system seems broken.
I was going to say neoclassical.
Yeah, the answer is Pre-Raphaelites. So do we want to replace this?
Yes,
it's been unsignable. So hold on, I'll be right back. Okay. So let's do Builder's Track. Okay. Alright, so we just finished toss of 7, no one can rule that.
Toss of 8?
Or toss of 8, yes.
Yeah.
Is this okay, so we're on toss of 9. Toss of.
Prior to this battle, the victorious commander landed his troops at Milford Haven. In the lead up to this battle.
Hastings?
No.
In the lead up to this battle, John Howard, the Duke of Norfolk, was killed in nearby fighting, and this battle was followed 2 years later by the Battle of Stoke.
Oh, so sorry, Longfield.
No, it's Bosworth.
Use
buzzing. Okay.
Toss of 10. The two types of this interaction are called vertices and are referred to as either charged or neutral current. The Cronin-Fitch experiment concerned a process mediated by this force. This parity-bilinear interaction has very massive gauge bosons. This is the only mechanism by which quark flavor can change. Sheldon, Salam, and Weinberg won the 1979 Nobel Prize for predicting its unification with electromagnetism.
Strong force?
This force is transmitted by exchange of W and Z bosons for 10 points. This force governing radioactive decays.
Oui.
That's right. Bonus. The underworld of Virgil's Aeneid has two of these structures, one made of horn and an unluckier one made of polished ivory through which the past false dreams. For 10 points each, name these man-made structures presided over by Janus, whose Scandian example was located just outside the city of Troy.
Gates.
Yeah. This Sumerian Babylonian goddess of the dead had 7 gates leading into the underworld of Irkalla. She was forced to wed Nergal after he got through all 7 and raped her.
Wait.
Raped her.
Okay.
Ishtar?
Over here. Answer?
Gozer.
Eresh-ki-gal. Eresh-ki-gal forces this lover of the agricultural figure Tammuz to remove one piece of clothing at each of the gates when she visits the underworld. She is the Mesopotamian goddess of love and fertility.
Is that it?
Yes.
Ishtar?
20 points.
What? Okay.
What?
Yes, that was just dumb.
Okay, so 220 to 50 at the half. Am I running any substitutions right now? Okay. Toss of 11. In this work, Miss Giza angrily scratches the protagonist with her cat's claw to make sure it is still sharp. Another character in this novel is ostracized for rejecting the official Sortini when he sends her a glued letter. In this novel, Olga and Amalia guide the protagonist to the Bridge Inn, and the protagonist befriends their brother Barnabas. The protagonist of this novel attempts to meet the enigmatic Clam by marrying his former mistress, the barmaid Frida. At the end of this novel, the protagonist has failed to assume his post and works as a janitor. But that was Sims' unfinished novel about land.
The castle?
Yep.
Copy.
Bonus. This country was promised territory like Tyrol and the London Pack, and its navy was destroyed at the Battle of Pisa for 10 points each. Identify this modern day country, home of the original irredentism movement.
Modern day country.
Answer.
Greece.
Over here?
No, it's India.
It's Italy. One proponent of irredentism was this leader of the Red Shirts who was instrumental in the unification of Italy. He led the expedition of the Thousand against the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies.
Garibaldi.
Another supporter of Italian unification was the first Prime Minister of Italy and founder of the newspaper Il Risorgimento.
Good work.
20.
Tossum 12. Two of these polygons are subject of Peddo's inequality, for which equality obtains only when the two polygons are similar. The unique ellipse that can be inscribed in one of these polygons is named for Jacob Steiner. Their side lengths are related to the length of another line segment by Stewart's theorem, while the theorem... Yeah. Bonus. Coet and Hellenshaw flows are among the few known cases where they can be solved exactly. For 10 points each, identify these notoriously hard-to-solve differential equations, then model the flow of fluid elements just as Newton's second law does for solids.
Navier-Stokes equation.
By making many assumptions, such as inviscid incompressible flow, fluid mechanics becomes much easier through this principle, which states that as a fluid's velocity increases, the pressure it exerts decreases.
Bernoulli's principle.
Another exact solution to the Navier-Stokes equations is this equation, which describes viscous flow through a cylindrical pipe, often used to model blood flow.
Starts with H. Huygens.
Answer.
Huygens.
Over here.
Condon equation.
Poiseuille equation, 20 points.
Huygens is a modification.
Puzzle 13. This territory's so-called Lash Law was circumvented by an 1855 Act of Congress allowing the African-American George Washington Bush to keep his land. John Breckinridge's 1860 running mate, Joseph Lane, served as its first territorial governor. Settlers in this territory used the Barlow Road as an alternative to crossing this territory's major river. That crossing typically began at the Dalles. It was made an official U.S. territory...
Oregon?
Yep. Bonus. In this novel, Vautrin has Victorine's brother killed to clear the way for Eugene de Rassignac. For 10 points each, name this novel in which an elderly pasta maker is neglected by his spoiled daughters, Anastasie and Delphine. Answer? Over here.
Pierre Gros.
Yep. Yeah. Pierre Gros is one of the scenes from Parisian Life in this author's human comedy.
Balzac.
Yep. In this novel from the human comedy, both the banker Desgrassins and the lawyer Cruchot want their sons to marry the title character, but the title character, Felix's daughter, falls for Charles.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure it's
yes.
Yeah. Answer. No. No answer? Over here.
Eugene Grande.
Yeah, 20 on the seal and 10 on the bonus. Also 14. Enrico Bencone popularized this man's statement that it was theoretically possible for a socialist economy to exactly mimic a free markets economy output through a careful calculation. Where N is the number of people with higher incomes than X, this man's namesake distribution estimates income distribution as log N equals log A plus M log X. This coiner of the term ophelimity also wrote about an 80-20 rule in his magnum.
Pareto?
Yep. Bonus. In the 1960s, rival brigades within the Palestinian Liberation Organization developed, each named after great Arab victories over non-Muslim foes. Answer these questions about those battles for 10 points each. The Syrian force, founded in 1964, was named the Hatton Brigade after the 1187 battle, which is founder of the Ayyubid dynasty, crushed the Crusaders. That battle prompted the Third Crusade. The Egyptian brigade was named after the Battle of Ain Jalut, in which Sultan Qutuz, who was this type of slave soldier, defeated the invading Mongols. Thereafter, these slave sultans ruled Egypt until 1516.
Mamluk.
Yeah. The Iraqi brigade was named after the Battle of Qadisiyah, in which the last forces of Sassanid Persia were defeated by forces loyal to this second rightly guided caliph. 30 points. Thank you.
Puzzle 15. One book with this city's name in its title was a retroactive manifesto for part of it. That work described this city as a delirious and was written by Rem Koolhaas. In this city, Norman Foster designed a building with interlocking triangular glass panels, the Hearst Tower. Buildings in this city include the Chippendale-topped Sony Building. One building in this city was shaped by the triangular city block on which it lies, while another was designed in the international style by Phil Johnson and Ludwig Mies van der Rohe. This home of the Woolworth Building houses an Art Deco building with a terrace.
New York City?
Yep.
The Woolworth Building, yes.
Close.
Yeah.
This thinker legendarily summarized the Torah while standing on one foot by giving the golden rule and concluding the rest is all commentary. Now go and study for 10 points each. Name a 2nd century BCE rabbi who debated many aspects of the Jewish law with Shammai.
Hashem Tov.
Maimonides.
Hillel. One Hillel Shammai debate concerned whether the candles for this holiday should be lit, oldest to newest or newest to oldest. The candles represent a miraculously extended supply of oil.
Hanukkah.
Commentary by rabbis, including Shammai and Hillel, is found in this work, whose 6 orders include damages and purities.
Talmud.
Over here?
Mishnah?
Yeah. So, Talmud of Steel and Talmud Bones. Toss up 16. In one of this author's stories, Mrs. Summers indulges herself by watching a play and buying new gloves with an unexpected $15. This author of a pair of silk stockings wrote a story in which Bibi and Babineau cannot return to their store, allowing the bored Calixto to enjoy a night with Alce. The most famous work by this author of The Storm opens with a pair of...
Get your pen.
Yeah. Bust. During World War II, this photographer took pictures of residents of the Japanese internment camp at Manzanar for 10 points each. Name this photographer who mostly took scenic pictures like Moonrise from Hernandez, New Mexico. Many of Adam's works, like El Capitan and Jeffrey Pine, Sentinel Dome, were taken in this California National Park.
National Park, Sequoia. Yosemite?
Answer.
Yes. Grand Canyon?
No, over here.
Yosemite?
Yeah. Adams used a red filter to achieve his desired effect in this early work, showing the faces of a black mountain against a dark sky, being either the photograph or the mountain it depicts.
Yosemite.
Answer?
Mountain.
Over here? Answer?
High speed.
Monolith, the face of the half dome. So 10 on the bonus and 10 on the steel. Tusk 17. Marpessa chose the mortal Inus over this god, who avenged the death of his child by Coronus. He was forced to serve King Admetus as a slave for killing 3 Cyclops. Remember?
Apollo.
Power. Bonus. The military-industrial complex makes up part of the titular group of this sociological work. For 10 points each, name this book, which theorizes that only competition among the members of the titular group prevent it from having total control over society. Answer.
The Protestant ethic.
Over here? Yeah. This sociologist used fieldwork in Cuba to write a seminal Listen Yankee and also wrote The Power Elite.
Smith.
Over here?
Mills.
Yeah. C. Red Mills wrote this work, which described the challenges in organization of middle management as a complement to The Power Elite. Answer.
White collar?
No answer over here. Answer?
White collar.
Yeah.
Oops.
So, 30 on this deal. Plus 18. A variation in this composition called Brillante alla Polacca is played by the violins. This work includes parts for the snare drums, woodblock, and the slapstick. One of its variations begins with timpani, which plays a ritornello between the appearances of other instruments. The piccolo opens a prominent fugue in this piece, and the percussions both finish the opening statement of the theme and present the last variation. This piece was based on a rondo theme from Abdelazar by Henry Purcell. Sotto voce sections of this composition allow for narration by Eric Crozier, explaining which instruments the listener is... the listener is hearing.
The young person's got it in the symphony.
The young person's got it in the orchestra.
Damn it.
Puzzle 19. One word tabo for this concept describes the property kallokagathia. That work begins by refusing to agree with a poem by Theognis and was once believed to be by a Rudesian student named Eudemus. Another work on this concept distinguishes one general form and many particular forms of justice in its fifth book. That work's last chapter advocates political
ethics
power. Close. Although his murderer twice escaped punishment thanks to hung up Mississippi juries, his killer was eventually imprisoned for the crime in 1994 for 10 points each, identified this African-American civil rights activist who was killed on June 12, 1963 in Jackson, Mississippi, following a speech given on civil rights by the president.
Not Max.
Over here?
Evers?
Yeah. Medgar Evers was a field secretary of this prominent African-American organization whose legal defense and education fund helped win ground the Board of Education.
NAACP.
Evers had worked to support James Meredith's enrollment in the University of Mississippi. This U.S. Attorney General at the time worked out a deal with Governor Barnett to make it happen. He was later killed at the Ambassador Hotel in 1968.
Robert Kennedy?
Yeah, 20. And 10. Last also. To the speaker of this poem, and to darkness is left the world by a plowman who homeward plods his weary way.
Algae written in a country church.
Power. Bonus. These enzymes may function as monomers, dimers, or hexamers, but they all employ energy generated by ATP hydrolysis. For 10 points each, name these enzymes that separate these strands of double-stranded DNA so that replication can begin.
Helicase.
Yeah. In order to separate these strands, helicase can use the energy from ATP to break these bonds, holding complementary bases together. There are three between C and G bases, and two between A and T bases.
Hydrogen bonds.
Yeah. While helicase breaks hydrogen bonds, this enzyme serves phosphodiester bonds in order to wind and unwind the DNA double helix. Gyrase is one type of this enzyme.
Is it topoisomerase?
Okay.
Topoisomerase.
30 points. So final score is 460 to 160.